from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Now it's Jeffrey Wright and Company.
Tell your story
live on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at jwright929ESPN. As always, on the radio dial, you can listen to 92.9 FM, 680 AM. But if you want to stay up to date with all of the content here at 92.9 FM ESPN, if you're away from the dial, if you missed a show, you want to go back, it's all right there on the Odyssey app. It's free to download, free to listen. Stay up to date with everything going on right here at 92.9 FM ESPN. Dennis Fuller's producing the program for us. Glad that he is with us. My company this week is, of course, the MC of all fun and games here in the Memphis area. He is the host of 901 Wrestling. His website, CerritoEntertainment.com. On Twitter, on X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Greetings, Jeffrey. Yeah, We're busy today with the Cerrito events around town, almost as many as the college football slate for tonight. We've got 7 events tonight. Of course, if we're counting Righter Than Right this morning, it's 8 events today happening around the Mid-South. Go to CerritoEntertainment.com if you want to get out tonight. Of course, the games will be on the televisions if you're trying to tune in. You can win while you watch other teams win on television. But we got General Trivia, Evergreen Grill, Huey Southwind, Hampline Brewing Company, Dan McGinnis in South Haven for those in northern Mississippi, and then Music Bingo all over the place, including Laughlin Yard, our newest location, where we're back there playing Music Bingo. 90s night. Wallflowers tickets on the line. I know you want to try to win those, Jeffrey. Wallflowers are coming in.
I do think there's a couple of good things for all the fans out there of Righter Than Right trivia, and I think most of the fans very much enjoy rooting against me, which is totally fine. That's part of the game. I did notice today.
Yes.
When football season starts and I'm having to do a lot more football and pick stuff, I am not on the internet seeing as much pop culture stuff.
So, and also I do believe, because I've been here in studio all last week, all of this week, talking
huge
to you
advantage.
More, right?
Listen huge
to everything
advantage
you say
for
on the radio.
Audience.
Yeah, huge advantage for them. And I do, but it did influence what I picked this morning. Because I cut an Oasis question because we had a conversation about the Oasis reunion. Now, whether you would have got that question or not, or whether your competitor did, but I was like, this is some pop culture news of the week. But Jeffrey's all on top of it because he was talking about it.
I think that was an off-air thing. I think that was
it was
Kevin,
off-air.
Kevin and I just talking. So there's that advantage. Further, we'll get into it during hour number two when we talk about the program moving forward. Kevin's permanent day is going to be Wednesdays. Kevin, true or false, here's your Righter Than Right trivia question. Wednesday comes before Thursday?
Wednesday comes before Thursday.
So you will be... You'll be aware. The audience will still have some advantage. So we'll be, of course, doing that. We'll tell you more about the program coming up hour number two when we get
it's
into the list.
Exciting news. Exciting news.
Indeed it is. Excited about the new format. It's not going to be too wildly different, but we're just a little bit different structure. So we're going to tell everybody about that when we get into the list at 3 o'clock. We'll start the show. All right, boys and girls. Football's back. We don't have a full, to me, next week is like the full football is back week. When I get NFL. Like
say this, how many times do we get to say that? Okay. Okay.
Because
the NFL
get both.
Next week. Okay.
Right.
We have week zero, we have week one of college,
correct.
And then we have week one of both of them.
We used to have a big time listener. I think his name is Adam. He had a great way to define it. He calls this, next week is week one of total football.
Total football, yes.
Correct. So we have college football week one. Next week's total football week, because that's where it starts to get confusing when you have NFL week one, college football week two, and you say week two, and everyone's like, well, what does that mean?
Oh, for sure. Like, Google has a, like, NFL bias when it comes to week one.
Absolutely.
Because I keep typing in week one games on Google,
and
it's like NFL is all over it. And I'm like, no, I guess I got to put in college football week one.
Well, also for those out, the Right and Right trivia fans, sometimes what I try to do is put my mind into Kevin's mind. And I thought maybe you'd play off of last week. We had questions around the theme of zero.
Yeah.
And I did start researching some, like, things, famous ones, events of ones. I was like, maybe Kevin will go with week one.
You were prepping, yeah.
So we will get into the tasting menu. We'll do that as we do each and every Thursday. Now throughout the rest of the football season. Excited to have it back. Even though we don't have maybe, like, a wild buffet of awesome games, we do have things that I think are interesting. I'll set the table of what I think is interesting for those of the football viewers out there. We'll do that here in just a minute. Eric Hastein going to join us like he does each and every Thursday. We'll talk some NBA with him, talk some Grizzlies, maybe get his thoughts on what he thinks of the upcoming football season. 3:05, as mentioned, we'll have some show news. We'll tell you about that at 3:05. Penny Hardaway has released his all-time starting five in the NBA. Wanted to discuss that. ABC or the ESPN has released the SEC on ABC, the SEC on ESPN, the SEC on SEC Network. We got one generic theme song.
one theme song. So anytime the SEC is playing, this is the theme song we're going to hear. We're going to hear it later.
Correct. Right. Let me phrase it. If it's, so for instance, let's say, I believe Florida plays Florida State in Tallahassee this year. That game's likely because the ACC also has a deal with ESPN. That will be the ACC on ESPN. You would not hear the theme song on that one because this is not ESPN's college football theme song.
It's special. Is it so? It's SEC.
It has to be an SEC home game.
Home game.
Correct.
So one of the teams has got to be an SEC team game at a team at home.
Home team has to be.
There's an SEC team game. A team at home. We're going to hear their new theme song, not written by John Tesh. I'm guessing.
Correct.
And not is it by a country star or is it just straight up no lyrics?
We'll get into it.
All right, we'll see. All right, I can't wait to hear it.
My general thought was I think it's an old song that they kind of redid, but it also sounds like if you were making a movie about a news channel, this sounds like the generic sounder for the news channel.
Okay,
so like, we'll get into that.
I've purposely have avoided it all day. So I could listen to it live for the first time on the show.
Jason Smith going to join us at 3:30 like he does each and every Thursday. We'll talk Tiger football. We'll talk expectations. We'll talk where everybody is as we head into this Labor Day weekend. We'll tell your story, and then we will get out of here. So let's go first with college football. It's back. I think I've decided where I net out on week zero. Either give it to me in full or take it away. Because I think the real disappointment of last week was after we had a really good game of Georgia Tech and Florida State, and I was on the losing side of that. But after we had a good game, and then like the only thing you really had to watch was New Mexico, Montana State, and then later SMU, Nevada, and then you had to find an illegal stream to watch Hawaii.
Right.
It's a kick in the nuts. You know what I mean? Like you get all hyped up and you're like, well, now what? It's the same feeling on a much lesser degree, but it's the same feeling that you have at the end of the Super Bowl, which is, well, now what? Like so either make it a real week or take it away. I'm kind of done with it. We're making the season even longer and longer and longer. Like either make it a week or don't. But we do have week one, and I think I'm always reminded in week one, you get excited thinking, all right, it's here. It's back, baby. And then you look at the schedule and you realize, like, 60% of the teams that you care about are all playing FCS teams.
Right.
And it's kind of a gut punch. But we still have some stuff that's interesting, and I'm going to make the best of it because, damn it, football's back. We're only on this earth a short time. We only get a certain amount of days to watch football. We're going to make the best of it. We got a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sunday and Monday are planned out for us, so we'll go through Thursday first. All right, so we start off in Piscataway, New Jersey. New York's college football team hosting Howard. 5 o'clock, Big Ten Network. Western Carolina goes to Raleigh to take on NC State. That's a 6 p.m. start.
NC State, number 24 in the country.
Number 24 in the country, a top 25 team. North Carolina A&T heads over to my old stomping grounds of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, to take on the Demon Deacons. That's on ESPN Plus, a.k.a. ACC Extra. New Hampshire at Central Florida. That's on Plus at 6 p.m. as well. Jackson State, La Monroe. For those that don't know, one of the internet's favorite quarterbacks, General Booty, yes, of the Louisiana Booty family, he is now the quarterback at La Monroe. He left
Booty.
Oklahoma. His name is literally General Booty.
General Booty.
So, like, if you're watching How I Met Your Mother, they do, like, General Booty.
Yeah.
So, he is the starting quarterback. That's all I can sell you on Jackson State at La Monroe. 6 p.m. on Plus.
It's all on Plus, right? Now you're having to make an effort to find these games, or these early games. So Big Ten Network, ACC Network, ESPN Plus. We've got, so keep going. Sir. These are all Plus games coming up, more Plus games.
Lafayette at Buffalo, 6 p.m. Plus. Fordham, Bowling Green, 6 p.m. Plus. Central Connecticut at Central Michigan.
Woo-hoo!
Battle for Central Supremacy.
Exactly, I love it.
Yes, those are the Central Powers, of course. 6 p.m. on Plus. All right, let's get into games that if you have cable, satellite, if you have traditional television, games you can watch. At War Memorial Stadium, the Hogs debut their 2024 campaign. They take on Arkansas Pine Bluff. That's 6:30 on The U.
All right, so we're on a channel that people can find.
Correct. Sure.
Pine Bluff, and that's a local game of interest tonight.
So Arkansas, who had forever really avoided playing other Arkansas universities for the sake of trying to make themselves the most powerful school in the state, they largely avoided it. They're now starting to kind of backtrack a little bit. That's where they now play the Little Rock game. Like, that's going to be their Little Rock game. I believe next year they play Arkansas State in Little Rock. So forever and ever they avoided it. But now they're starting to play some Arkansas teams. 6:30 on The U. Our first chance to see Bobby Petrino back. New look Hogs. We'll see them at 6:30 on The U. As always, everyone has, I know, Duquesne, Toledo, I beg your pardon, circled. That's, of course, at the Glass Bowl, 6:30 on Plus. Murray State taking on playoff potential participant, Missouri, 7 p.m., SEC Network. If you want to watch a college football game played in a soccer stadium, you can turn over to ESPN Plus. See Lindenwood taking on Kansas at Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City. Yes.
So that's at a soccer stadium.
Yes. That's where.
That's because they're playing Kansas City, but they should have the Chiefs stadium there.
I don't think Lindenwood KU is going to fill out Arrowhead. And
so it's a soccer stadium.
Right.
You're right. They're playing Lindenwood.
It's Sporting KC. Because I believe Lindenwood, double check me on this. I believe Lindenwood's in Kansas City.
Okay, so see what we're doing there. Missouri's at 11. We've not talked much about Missouri as we're looking ahead to this weekend. You have any, like,
so we'll,
that's something to watch?
I'm running through the options, and then we're going to set the schedule. So we have, for those that don't know the gimmick, I'm out of town this weekend for a buddy's wedding, but the gimmick is I have a 4 TV set up, and then you can also have extra screens on a computer or whatnot. What 4 games are you going to watch at once?
What 4 games is Jeffrey going to require the house sitter to put on?
And then I think, honestly, the two headliners of tonight.
All right, here we go.
We've got North Carolina traveling to Minneapolis. They've now changed the name of the bank again. We're at Huntington Bank Stadium on the campus of beautiful University of Minnesota.
Okay.
7 p.m. on Fox. And then do you believe, Kevin, do you believe indeed? Colorado returns to action. They host North Dakota State, 7 p.m. on ESPN. Fun CUSA game. We got Coastal Carolina. Well, I guess it's a CUSA versus Sun Belt, Fun Belt. on CBS Sports Network. Coastal goes to Jacksonville State. Alcorn State at UAB. Selah at Tulane. More on that in a minute. Northwestern State at Tulsa, 7 p.m. Those are all plus games. Southern Utah at Utah, 8 p.m. on plus. Eastern Illinois taking on Illinois, 8 p.m. Big Ten Network. And then we get our college football debut on True TV. Sacramento State going on to take on San Jose State in San Jose. We will get the debut of the spread and shred.
And apparently that game will also be on HBO Max, possibly.
Correct, it's on Max. It's now just Max. Come on, Kevin.
I know it's not just Max, HBO. But the Max is
More programming than just HBO. That's where you can watch all of your Discovery HD channels or whatever. Listen, that's where Aaliyah watches The Kitchen, like everything from Food Network, my girl Tamara on Bargain Mansions, all of it on there.
I know they've got a bunch of stuff, but to me, Max is the guy, the magician who works at the restaurant where Zach Morris and company hang out.
Mm-hmm.
That's who Max is.
Wasn't that Max with two X's?
Yeah, the Max restaurant is with one.
No, you're right, it's one.
But I can't remember how Max the magician. Anyway.
All right, here we go.
It's always going to be that.
Here's what I would start. And obviously we have some staggered starts. That's going to be more of a trend this year because they want to kind of have games going in the fourth quarter at different times. All right, I'm putting New Hampshire at UCF on a screen at 6 p.m., and here's why.
All right.
I think the Big 12 is going to be fun in the sense that I don't think there is a clear-cut favorite, and while the new additions to the Big 12 did not have success last year, UCF had the most success. They finished 6-6. They lost their bowl game, so they finished 6-7. But they were the only team that made a bowl game of Cincinnati, BYU, and Houston. Gus Malzahn has brought in KJ Jefferson. I think that's a very good pairing. And if you tell me one of the newer Big 12 additions that was coming up from the AAC is competitive, I kind of like UCF. I want to get a look at them, see what it looks like. While we're not going to make big sweeping generalizations this weekend, I find that one to be interesting. So that's getting a screen.
Okay.
I think you also have to say Bobby Petrino back at Arkansas is getting a screen.
Oh, 100%. It's just interesting. I knew that was going to be it. That's a 6:30, so you got about that half an hour.
Correct.
Difference there.
Then on TV One, I'm going with North Dakota State at Colorado, and here's why I'm putting it over North Carolina, Minnesota. I don't know if you've ever watched Minnesota play football, for those of you out there. It is not fun. It is remarkably slow. To say it's ground and pound is kind of insulting to ground and pound, because that would imply like getting yards. It's mainly just run the clock, shorten the game, play defense, hope that the other team screws up, and you score just enough to win. It's not super fun, but that is by far the closest spread of the night. So that's a fun game. I'm gonna keep that one on for a main one.
I mean, it's arguably the only real game on tonight.
Yeah, it's the only P5 game.
Is it the only one?
Okay. I believe so. It's the only P5 game, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So then,
there's a lot of games.
So then I'm going to have on TV One, North Dakota State at Colorado. I just think that it is this interesting. I find no matter what Colorado does this year, interesting. I think they could be better maybe than the haters, hashtag the haters, want them to believe. I also think it's a good spot for Colorado because North Dakota State is not the North Dakota State that we are like. When you think North Dakota State, you think FCS power. You think, oh, that's an FCS team that's going to upset an FBS team. They've had a lot of pros. They've had a lot of success. Great program. It's just not at that level anymore. Still very good, but it's not peak of their powers. And I'm someone that kind of believes when Deion does kind of the circus act during the week, he usually feels pretty good. Like, I always contrast it with last year when they played Oregon the week before. Like, it was dead silent. Just kind of nothing. No attention. And they got absolutely stomped. So those right there are the first four games that I'm going to watch.
The Colorado, this says a lot about Deion Sanders in the ratings that they get. The fact that the game on ESPN tonight is going to be the Colorado versus North Dakota State as college football kicks off. It just seems like if they didn't think that people were going to watch, obviously they'd be going in a different direction, right?
But, well, I mean, the reality is Utah's sitting there as a top 12 team.
And while they're not playing a name brand in Southern Utah, like, Utah right now is the favorite to win the league. They're putting that bad boy on plus.
Right.
Colorado, who's
unranked.
Unranked, unlikely to even contend for their title. I think they could still kind of like screw things up. They're going to be on ESPN.
People want to watch it. There's some reality show element to that. So
there's definitely a wrestling element. There's an element of make them care. One way or the other, you feel a certain way. All right, so then the other games that I'll, when I start to rotate out, when Arkansas and Pine Bluff gets out of hand, when UCF New Hampshire starts to get out of hand, I want to rotate in these two games. I think Coastal Carolina at Jacksonville State could be very, very fun. If you're someone that appreciates all of college football, these two teams are not going to contend really for anything, but this could be a fun competitive game. Rich Rod at Jacksonville State. We get the new look of Coastal Carolina, but that could be a fun game. CUSA games usually get fun.
All right.
All right. I'm also rotating in Selah at Tulane. We got the announcement today from Tulane. Kevin, you know the age-old adage, you got two quarterbacks, you don't have one? What happens when you have three quarterbacks? Because Tulane has said they're playing three quarterbacks tonight.
They're going to, well, you know, they're 27-point favorites. So, you know, you obviously would think, oftentimes, you know, the home opener, you would play more than one quarterback at some point. But the idea that you're going to be playing three, I mean, they don't have a decision made.
Right? So
they don't know what's going on. They want to try to win the conference. This is great news for Memphis and a great reason to watch Tulane tonight, because you want to keep an eye on all the Tulane games, all the University of Texas San Antonio games, Boise State, Liberty. Those are the teams to watch this year if you're a Tiger fan not watching your home team. And so that game is very interesting that they're going to have three different quarterbacks. What are they?
Wow. So there's a couple of things here that I want to get into.
Yeah.
So this was the report from Pete Thamel. Someone has to take the first snap, and they have decided that.
Right.
Redshirt freshman Darian Mensah will start at quarterback for Tulane tonight and is expected to be one of three quarterbacks who will play. The others, of course, Ty Thompson. He's the Oregon transfer. He's a former five-star recruit from the class of 2021 and longtime backup program guy Kai Horton. So there's really a few ways to look at it, and without having known the intricacies, I can tell you here are the situations that it could possibly be. Number one, nobody won the job. Like, that's very much a possibility. Number two, you have a guy that's been with the program in Kai Horton and a guy that was on campus last year in Mensah, and you need, when you bring in the outside quarterback, you kind of need him to commandingly win the job. And so you play everybody with the hope of, all right, when Ty gets in there, he's going to clearly be the best guy. And when everybody sees he's the best guy, you make the decision and you move on. The other possibility is I get four games, and the reality is two of those quarterbacks are very athletically gifted quarterbacks that run a lot. And what we oftentimes see in college football is when you announce a starter, the other guys just leave. And so perhaps you play all of them in the sense of, hey, this is how we kept them on campus this year, and this is how we did it. We didn't name a starter. And so eventually you work your way. I assume, because I know John a little bit, he coached at Ole Miss. Not when I was there, but the year after, so I know a lot of people that know him better. If you made me guess, it's the, hey, we know who the guy is, but we need everybody else on the team to see it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you bring in Ty Thompson to not give him the job. And especially if you would have had two other quarterbacks on roster that you were legitimately considered playing, because that money could have gone elsewhere. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it was cheap to bring in Ty Thompson. So that is...
All right, so that's interesting.
Okay. That's a fun angle, and obviously we know from the, perhaps Tulane could be a threat in the AAC.
Right.
Then let's move to Friday.
Friday night, a better schedule, lot fewer games, but it's
fewer games. We have Lehigh at Army, CBS Sports Network, 5 p.m. Temple at Oklahoma, ESPN, 6 p.m. FAU taking on Michigan State, 6 p.m. BTN, Elon at Duke, 6:30 ACC Network. Western Michigan at Wisconsin, 8 p.m. FS1. TCU at Stanford. You could kind of parse that out. You don't really have to do it. The only thing that I think is interesting is I'm very curious to see. I've heard whispers this Temple team could be like maybe the worst team in FBS. And that
Oklahoma favored by 42.
42, and last year Oklahoma in their two bye games won by, I believe, 73 and 55.
All right.
So if you're interested, there are a lot of people that think 42 is not enough. All right, let's get to the main event. Let's get to Saturday.
Right, so really, Friday, it's
spread out enough to where you don't have to, like, rotate. Like, you can do...
You can do it because there's not...
You can even maybe rotate in SmackDown.
Okay.
Although, I think SmackDown's taped tomorrow, right? Because they're in Berlin.
Yeah.
I think SmackDown's taped. So you could avoid...
spoilers on that.
You could avoid spoilers and then rotate in SmackDown. But, like, it's spaced out enough where you only have... three games in the same time window that you can rotate it out.
Your TVs are taken care of.
Yeah. All right, let's get to Saturday.
So, all right, Jeffrey's four TVs for Saturday. Now, this is going to be tricky as we're planning the weekend.
All right, so we get the early window, which is probably the best depth of window. The headliner, number 14, Clemson. Quote unquote, at Georgia in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, 11 a.m. right now. The Dogs favored by 13.5.
Yeah, we just got started. I know. And I know the format. You go through the list. But I just got a feeling like one TV is just going to be set on ABC the whole day. But continue.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I think there is a note. Like, ABC has sometimes some weeks it doesn't, but
here's
this weekend,
where
I feel like ABC is going to have the exclusive rights to one of your televisions, whether or not.
The problem is the Big Ten schedule is backloaded. So the days where it could be like Fox or NBC, yeah, CBS, whatever, that's going to be later in the season. Yeah, next week, TV1 at 11 a.m. will be Michigan, Texas. Like, that game's, I'm absolutely ready for that one.
But let's go. There we go. They're starting great. What a way to start Saturday morning.
If Georgia-Clemson goes the way that I most certainly hope it does for vested interest reasons, this is probably the game that I'm going to rotate in. Penn State at West Virginia, the backyard brawl. We got bad blood. West Virginia, Neil Brown saves his job last year. Penn State brings in a new offense again. They're trying to run the Kansas kind of like gimmicky run stuff, like kind of glorified triple option from the shotgun. That game could be fun. Bad blood. Fan bases don't really like each other. That one could be fun. All right. I also have a very vested interest in Virginia Tech at Vanderbilt. For those that don't remember, last year, Vanderbilt against the spread, 2-10. No one was more profitable in the 12-game regular season than the Commodores by just fading them. Even though I'm very, very scared because Vatek feels very, very trendy. Also, during that window, we have UT Chattanooga at Knoxville taking on the Vols. South Dakota State at Tennessee. Yeah, Oklahoma State. Sorry, that one is at 1 p.m. All right, so TV1 is Georgia-Clemson. I mean, to me, this is a fascinating matchup of normally when we have seen Georgia in this spot, this has kind of been their flex game. You think back a couple of years, this is when they absolutely destroyed Oregon in that game. They knocked off Clemson and Charlotte as an underdog a couple of years ago. This has kind of been their spot. But there's two kind of competing trends. Georgia, which has been very good as a ranked team under Kirby Smart since 2017, which
has been outstanding. Yeah,
basically in all ranked games, they're like 24-13. And then if you take out Alabama, they're even better. Like, they clever at like a 70%.
Which this season you do, kind
correct.
Of, right?
100%. Take out Alabama with Nick Saban. Now, also important to note, Clemson, what you got? Under Dabo, as underdogs of 5 points or more, the 12-1 against the number. I struggle to see how Clemson is going to block Georgia and how Clemson is going to get open. Therefore, I struggle to see how Clemson's going to score. But if Clemson, which has quietly acted most of the offseason like they were going to be better this year, they're going to be right back where they used to be, this is your chance. And that's the other thing. They don't even really have to win the game to show us, okay, that they're back, they have a pulse. Georgia's the preseason favorite. And now a loss doesn't kill you. Even two losses won't kill you. If they show that they can compete with Georgia, I'll buy into the idea that maybe indeed Clemson is back. However, I'm not betting on it. The aforementioned Penn State, West Virginia, backyard brawl. I just love bad blood games. I'll have Vitek Vandy on just to make sure that Vitek keeps scoring. And you got to see the Nico debut. We got Nico at Tennessee. All right, then the
really? Okay.
We got the afternoon window. Well, I mean, you'll rotate that out because I assume they're going to. I might take some of Maryland as well. This feels like a weekend where we play some big numbers.
UConn, you know, they have conference realignment on the line here, and they got that game against Maryland.
Correct. All right, then let's go to the next window. Kind of starts now. One over on ESPN Plus. South Dakota State, to me, is more of what we think North Dakota State is. South Dakota State goes to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. That could be a game that is over with in 2 hours because both teams just want to run the football. Think that could be, and that's the other thing, with the clock not stopping on first downs anymore, and if the ball doesn't hit the ground, these games are starting to not quite get to NFL level because the commercial breaks are still super long, but they are very, very, very much hauling. So that would go onto a side TV for a little bit because I think that one's going to be a fascinating one. The headliner at Miami, or Miami at Florida at 2:30 on ABC. This is everything that I love about college football. We have two coaches that desperately need this win and two coaches that will absolutely have heat if they lose this game come Sunday. There's nothing better. I have no idea what to expect from Miami. Each and every year we keep hearing about the roster. Cam Ward goes to Miami. Martinez from Oregon State goes to Miami. Are the Hurricanes going to finally do something under Cristobal that merits any discussion of Miami? And then on the flip side, if Florida, there are a lot of people, primarily in Gainesville, that contend that this Florida team's going to be better than you expect. Yes, the schedule's difficult, but they think that this is going to be a significantly improved team. Show us. Show us what you got.
It's in Gainesville.
You're at home. It's going to be steaming hot. It's going to be a lit crowd. Also, all-time favorite move. The Gators announced they wanted the game to be a whiteout, and Miami then subsequently announced on Twitter that they're wearing all white. So I enjoy that. That's fun. Also, during that window that will be on a screen, I guess you got to kind of take a look at Texas. They take on Colorado State. That's at 2:30 on ESPN. Then also at 2:30, throw on, you get a look at UTSA taking on Kennesaw State. You can also get, all right, so let's do Oklahoma State, South Dakota State, TV2. Let's do Miami at Florida, TV1. TV3, I guess you got to watch also on CBS. Akron takes on Ohio State. You got to see what at least Ohio State looks like with Chip Kelly's offense. Will Howard, take a look at them. Colorado State at Texas on ESPN. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, let's go to the evening window. I have a very vested interest in Alabama minus 31.5 against Western Kentucky. Kalen DeBoer in games at Washington played in the month of August and September, 7-1 against the spread. I also think like he's going to try to flex in game one, get everybody hyped up. So that will be on a screen. Obviously not TV1.
I mean, it's going to be like watching Alabama without Nick Saban.
You got to see it. You got to see what it looks like. That's 6 p.m. on ESPN. TV2, give me North Alabama at Memphis. I don't want to be watching that, y'all, after halftime. Like, let's take care of business. The main event, obviously, that one is going to be Notre Dame at A&M, 6:30, Kyle Field, all the hoopla, all the excitement, all the fan base. I mean, to me, it's one of these situations where my gut tells me that Texas A&M is going to be better than the expectations because I just think that that program was mismanaged. It wasn't from a lack of talent. I think that talent's there. I think they brought in someone that is in Mike Elko that understands more of how you have to play in a modern college football. The quarterback on the opposite side is a guy that he recruited to Duke, coached for 3 years. A lot of storylines there. Like, that is, to me, That's the biggest game. That's TV one. And then I guess you got to take a look at Fresno State at Michigan. That's 6:30 on NBC. You got to see, for the same reasons, what is life after Harbaugh? You have to see what life after, for the same reason you got to see what life after Saban, you have to look at life after Harbaugh. Then is there anything else? The late games are kind of easy. You got New Mexico at Arizona, Wyoming at Arizona State, Weber State at Washington. And then obviously Sunday, very easy for us. USC at LSU.
All four TVs on the same game.
I think that it's fascinating to me that I think you can make the case these are the same team, but it wouldn't be perceived that way. If I tell you one team lost their Heisman Trophy winner that probably propped up their team and kept them from being way worse than they could have been and keep it from collapsing, that applies to both teams. Neither defense could stop anyone. Both teams have new defensive coordinators. These are largely the same teams. They're playing in Allegiant. It's a game that's, you know, it's a field that could be a track meet for two places that really want to play a ton of offense. That screams you should take points. With that being said, give me LSU. And then Boston College at Florida State. That's interesting on Monday. What you got? What you got, Florida State? Are you going to get off the mat? Are you going to tell us that Georgia Tech was kind of an anomaly? Show us that you got something different. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Eric Hastein joins the program. We'll talk with Eric next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And I wanted to get your thoughts. So, of course, we've had all the mystery of where are we going to watch Grizzlies games this year?
Right.
And we did learn, I can't remember if it was the end of last week or if it was
very recently this week. Yeah, in the past week, for sure.
We did learn that despite the Grizzlies being included in a report as one of the teams that Diamond Sports would potentially drop, the Grizzlies indeed are going to remain on Diamond Sports, a.k.a. Bally Sports, and I think it's safe to say for this year.
Yeah.
And for, so let's
that's actually the plan.
Let's bring on season. An expert, because we've got Eric Hasseltine now on the line. Eric, I know you're not on the TV side, but your friends are on the TV side. Is that right. Your understanding is that the plan for this year is that the Grizzlies will be on Bally Sports?
I have no idea. I mean, I hate to tell you that. I actually asked a couple of the guys what they knew, and they didn't know anything. So they, I don't know what's going to happen with this. And honestly, I don't feel comfortable. Not that you did anything wrong, but I don't feel comfortable getting into it because I really have no clue as to how this is going, and I don't want to relay any information that's not accurate, but I would hope so. I think that's the best thing for our fans. I think that's everybody's hope, but I think in any situation where there's something up in the air, you have to have multiple plans of attack, and I'm sure they're working very hard to get that done.
And I do know we will still be able to listen to the games right here on 92.9 ESPN with the voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, Eric Haston.
The sales of Advil and Aleve will go through the roof, so buy stock now in those companies.
So,
giving people headaches for 23 years, here we go.
Forgetting the whole where's it going to be, whatnot, like, these are your friends. Are they nervous, whatnot? Like, I mean, at the same time, like, I've never understood. Is their deal with Bally's or is it more through the Grizzlies? Because I've always just thought, like, one way or another, our guys are our guys, and, like, they're going to stick around.
They're technically employed by Bally's, and then, obviously, we approve that. So, yeah, I mean, friend's a strong word, especially when it comes to Rob Fisher. I mean,
yes,
we
of course.
Tolerate. We mm-hmm. tolerate with that. No, they're my dear friends. They're my family. So it's hard. It's hard to go through that. And it's not just them. It's other guys with other teams and other women with other teams that are sideline reporters and play-by-play and analysts. It's everybody going through this. So, and, you know, it leads into what's happening in baseball. I haven't really talked to my friends that are in that league with the same company. So it's an awkward time, to say the least, because especially here in a year where this team needs to get back that stranglehold they had on terms of fan interaction and you know, appointment television that was there for two straight years with two teams, you know, with two back-to-back division championships and number two seeds, and then a year that was ravaged by injuries. Well, let's be honest about it. Last year, if the game was on and you were playing a team that was just loaded, and there were people that probably goes, I'm not going to sit down for 2.5 hours, you know, every night to watch a group of guys from the G League that are playing their hearts out, but you kind of know where it's probably going. And now the excitement's back and the team is back. So I think it's critical. And I think everybody realizes that. So hopefully it all gets resolved very soon. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the first year we were in FedEx Forum when the team had a desire to do their own network. They set the building up for that and everything was moving forward. And for whatever reason, at the 23rd hour, the deal to carry the network on DirecTV and on a couple other could not get done. So they went right back to Fox, which thankfully they could do that, and they were prepared to do that. And that was a testament to having multiple plans. And, you know, you get to opening night, and you're like, and I was doing television sidelines. I'm like, are we on tonight?
Right.
What are we doing? And so,
do I have to change the flag, the mic flag? Like, does it need to be Fox Sports? Does it go to a Bear? Like, does someone have that?
Hey, there were still a couple of those old mic flags with the GSN, the Grizzly Sports Network, floating around that are kind of like collector's items. I think I gave mine back to the bosses just to make sure they had them because I think they wanted to make sure those didn't get out anywhere else, and I understood that. But it reminds me of that, and it was a hard position to be in. You know, I remember the late great Don Poyer that day just going, you know, what is going on? And, you know, he was meticulous with everything and just wanted to know. And he was, I'd never seen him so like just unnerved on a game day because he was normally, you know, very well prepared and had everything ready to go. And then just would come and tweak his notes with his little number two pencil. And that was about as stressed as I saw Don, you know, before a game. And so I know that is, you know, I'm sure Pete's very concerned. I'm sure Brevin's concerned. I'm sure Rob's concerned because, you know, this is our livelihood. This is how we make our living. And, it would, I think the equivalent would be if for whatever reason, you know, we didn't have a radio station. Well, thankfully we do. We have you guys and it's wonderful. And, but if something were to happen and we were floating out there going, well, are we just going to call the games to a satellite and hopefully somebody picks it up. It's kind of that would not be a fun feeling. I don't think it really is. It's a tough spot to be in.
I can't remember if I've asked you this before, but what is the connection, right? Because a lot of our broadcasts, and I believe you even to a certain degree, there's a lot of connections between the Trailblazers, right? And the media guys. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you are correct. Our boss, our senior director of broadcasting, I believe now maybe a vice president of broadcasting. I don't want to speak to that, but Scott Zachary, who is just, I've been blessed to have two directors of broadcasting that are just incredibly easy to work with, and then a boss with them, and John Pugliese, who are just fantastic people and really trusting you to do your job. But Scott came from Portland. He had been there for a long time. They made a change. Scott came here. Pete came from Portland after our third year, when Matt Devlin went to go to a team that was doing their own network in the Charlotte Bobcats. They were doing Bob TV. And for Bob Johnson, who was the owner of the Bobcats at the time. And so that left an opening. Don slid to television, and Pete came in and did radio after doing television in Portland. And then those were the connections right there. So, yeah, there's been a connection to Portland for sure. Other than that, you know, Brevin obviously played here. And you know, ironically, I did his screen test with him because Pete was out of town. And I remember walking into Randy Stevens' office. He says, "What do you think?" I think if you need a guy, this is your guy. You know, if you're looking for somebody, you'd be foolish to let him leave without offering him a deal. He was fantastic. And then Rob came over shortly thereafter, after Tony Loughman left, and ironically went to Portland because they were doing at the time two pregame shows, and he took the local pregame half hour and some other Blazers duties, and then he moved on and his work with WWE, St. John's, and now I believe is still with the NHL Network and sometimes moonlights with the Major League Baseball Network, because they're owned by the same people, and when people need days off, they grab from their talent pool, and Tony's done very well, as we knew he would. And it's pretty neat for me to look around and see our group that's been together for as long as we have, and know we have just about as much tenure as any group in the NBA right now. We've got two play-by-play guys that have been here now going on the 20th full season. Rob and Brevin have been here going on near 20 years as well, and that's not common in a lot of sports, so it's something we take a lot of pride in.
Did you ever think you'd be here 20 years?
Well, it's going to be 24th season, 23 overall, no. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said that. I don't want it to sound curt, but in the position I took coming out here when I was 29 years old, I thought that this would be, you know, I'd be here for a handful of years. I planned on probably six or seven, and then...
Well, in fairness, when you got here, you wanted to be a play-by-play guy, and they had two play-by-play guys.
Yes, but you, at the time, I knew the way that the path went for most guys. You go somewhere, you're a pre-half and post guy. You maybe fill in for a handful of games here or there if something happens. In those 3 years, I got two when Don went back to Washington State to watch his, I believe, middle daughter graduate college. And he was like, "Oh, I'm not going to miss games." And the team said, "Don, it's your daughter's college graduation. We'll be okay for two games." But that's how dedicated he was. And, you know, he kind of gave me the stern older brother, like, "Don't screw it up, kid. Look." But, you know, he also pulled me aside and said, "Hey, you can do this. I believe in you. If, you know, I trust that you'll keep up with our standards." And my games were in Miami, which didn't stink for a trip to Miami in December, and then came home the next night and faced those Detroit Pistons teams that were winning, you know, the Eastern, or they were going to the Eastern Conference Finals every year. So two pretty good games to get your feet wet in. But, you know, I had prepared for it. I had prepared to kind of move past this job if nothing was going to open, which I totally understood. Don's a legend. He was one of the best I ever heard. If the job was his as long as he wanted it. And then Pete came in and he was a pro, and you know, they basically kind of pulled me aside and said, "Hey, you'll get there soon, but right now this guy's got more experience, and so we're going to fill Matt's void with Pete because he can also slide over and do TV if we ever need him to, and, you know, just hang in, you'll get your chance." And you know, I got the chance that year to do two radio games. Pete went over and did television, and then obviously we know the tragic events in January of 2005 on the 21st, where we lost Don. And I, at that time, was actively looking for other opportunities. And ironically enough, as I've told this story many times at speaking engagements, I don't know if I've ever told on the air, I actually got a call that off season after Don had passed, and I finished out the year, and Personally, it was a really hard year. I had gone through a divorce, and my ex-wife was moving back to California with our daughter, and the Clippers called and said, "Hey, we want you on a plane, and we want to interview you Monday." And literally the day before, the Grizzlies had come to me and said, "We want to keep you. We want, this is our offer." And I felt very comfortable here. I felt very comfortable with the people I worked with. Yes, California was home, but L.A. was not my home. Northern California was my home. And Jeffrey, as you know, it's very different.
Yes.
And it's a very, you know, more, it's a very pricey place to live. And so at the time I had an agent and he had represented the guy the Clippers had just let go. And I just straight up, I just didn't pull punches. I said, I need your thoughts. I need your thoughts as my agent. This is what I pay you for, what you think the best career move is, in your opinion. I'll make the ultimate decision. And he basically alluded to the fact that, you know, I was in a very good spot with very good people and a market that was going to grow and really learn to love the NBA. I always said when we got here that it would take 15 years for this city to really become, you know, to become NBA savvy to having a team, not just NBA savvy as people, but like to, you know, to be an NBA city that understood it. And we were in year four, and I wanted to see that growth. And so I called my agent after about a 2-hour discussion with some friends in the league and said, "Hey, tell them thanks, but no thanks. And I don't know that I want to go out there and do 60 games," because at the time their television voice would slide over and do radio when they didn't have TV games. That was back when some teams only did 60 games on their cable package, and there were 22 left undone. And I didn't want to only do 60 games. I was offered 90 here, which was 8 preseason and 82 regular season. And for a man that I really liked working for, in Randy Stevens. So it turns out to be the best move I ever made, because I'm still here, and I didn't have to go work for the owner of the Clippers, mm-hmm. who we all know was shortly thereafter asked to no longer participate in league festivities. So made a TV show about him, and that was kind of the deciding factor. Was, you know, you could have a contract, and it was pretty well known. You could have a contract, and it didn't matter to him. He would fire you on the spot, and if you tried to sue him, he would just tie it up in court, is the way it was explained to me. So I was like, yeah, I don't know that I want to go that route. I had some other calls, but this became where I wanted to be, and I really enjoyed being here and enjoyed the people here, and you know, it's been a blessing. I look at it now, and I was thinking about it today, and just like, wow, this is, I'm approaching numbers of games called that I thought were almost unreachable when I first got in the business. And I will always be incredibly grateful and humbled by the fact that people in the organization believed that I could do the job and kept me around.
All right, let's wrap up here. You always have your pick'em contest. You got anything you like this weekend?
Man, I'm trying to find that out right now. I'm sitting like racking my brain. Every mm-hmm. line's like 30 plus points, yeah. And you know, I don't know. Like, I just like jumps out at me. I'm like, could Hawaii cover the 14.5 against UCLA, or will, you know, Chip Kelly run it up?
That's not Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's now at. Remember, he left like in spring practice.
Oh, never mind. Yeah,
it's
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.